Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We would like to give a big thanks to Hims for sponsoring this content from CSUN 2017. Now listening is Dave Wilkinson, Damian Pickering, and Matthew Gonzalez, all from Hims, talk about and answer questions about the new Braille Sense Polaris. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome, everybody. I'm Damian Pickering. I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing here at Hims. And this is a very exciting CSUN this year for us, because this year we announced our next generation Braille Sense, the Braille Sense Polaris, and that's what we're going to be discussing and sharing with you today. So I won't go through and reiterate the entire contents of the paper that we submitted, but the tenor of the paper was really looking at the history of electronic Braille and note takers and some of the different paths that manufacturers have taken over the years, especially tracking the last decade. It really seems that our industry has been going through something of a paradigm shift. And what we're really looking at is this tension between dedicated, blind-friendly proprietary devices and mainstream applications. So until now, people have been faced with this choice of these proprietary, quote-unquote, blind-friendly devices that oftentimes are very easy to learn and use, but frankly lag modern standards. And then, on the other hand, as we've gone through this mobile revolution and more people are using smartphones and tablets and things like that, people have been gravitating towards these mainstream technology solutions, maybe pairing with some kind of Braille device. And yet, these things can be frustrating and challenging to use, so you don't have the same comfort level. The Braille Sense Polaris, finally, I think, is a device that is blending these two different realities and integrating them into one device. So we're referring to this as a virtual Braille tablet, and we'll talk more about that. What I'm going to do is start by passing around a Braille Sense Polaris so that people can get a little hands-on and be picturing what it is that we're talking about. We're going to run through a brief PowerPoint with pretty pictures and so forth for you, and then Dave and I will be back to do some demonstration and take questions from you. So thank you for joining us, and I'm going to turn this over to Matthew. And let's start this Polaris going around.
All right. So just to kind of go basically with what he said, shifting paradigms and emerging standards, it's really the evolution of the note taker through him. So if you guys remember a lot of our product when it came to the Braille Sense family, we started with the differences with the QWERTY, the U2, and the Mini. We've now come up with a brand new way of showing the standard with Braille Sense Polaris. This would be the one that is featured here in the black. We do have other options for coloration in this device. Now, for anybody of you guys, if you have any questions, we'll hold it till the end so we can get through this, and that way Polaris can get around to you guys, and then we'll be able to do really a lot more hands-on demonstrations with you guys, okay? Obviously, the way this was supposed to be presented, again, we have Damian Pickering, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing here with us, as well as Dave Wilkinson, the National Education Manager. And then myself, my name again is Matthew Gonzalez. I am the Marketing Director for HIMSS in the United States. In the beginning, there was really a kind of a standard that was really set up for people who were blind or in low vision, and it was using the original Perkins-style Brailler that they'd had to carry around with them with a stylus and an abacus. You know, the standard of the Braille book was really just the only thing that was available at the time, and in education it became something that was really difficult to have as a standard, especially having to move a lot of the different products with you from class to class or location to location. It definitely can get to a bit of a wear. The note taker revolutionized, when it came out, the blind and visually impaired. It was one of the biggest changes that had actually come out, and along with the VersaBraille when it did come out. For those of you that are looking at this is an image of the VersaBraille when it first came out and how it revolutionized being stuck to a brailler. And it was the old style tape that would sit in it and control the brailing at that point. So this really allowed for a lot more connectivity, a lot more processing, things to be printed out, things to be said, things to be visualized for the blind. However, what really happened with the note taker was that with the advent of the note taker, blind people were often forced to make a choice between functionality and mainstream programs. So it really just came down to cost, all in all, for everyone. You could have unreliable accessibility or really blind-centric applications which didn't have an infinite accessibility to them. However, the blind-centric apps, although infinite in their accessibility, lagged behind in the way that mainstream technology was moving. We see that nowadays as well. One of the other things that really helps out, if you can see, if we take a fast forward look at this now, really what we're trying to say is the moment is now. We no longer have to be stuck in that lag. With Polaris, we can be at home, traveling, at school, abroad, wherever your life takes you as a human being, you can have Polaris functioning for you. Some of the different features, for those of you that we have imaged up here, is there's an image of a young gentleman with his seeing dog on a couch in a hotel using Polaris as his laptop in the hotel room, so having complete functionability. There's an image of a young girl, a blind young girl, working with her teacher who, via mirror casting, can actually see what the child is seeing on the Polaris and actually be able to go one-on-one help and really be able to get more in-depth in that educational field. There's also an image of two young ladies out in public at a coffee shop right in front of a lake, where they're able to share back and forth what's being shared on Polaris to the computer and from what's being shared from the computer to the Polaris. Then there's an image of two people sitting at an airport waiting for their flights, one with Polaris and another with a laptop. It really does show now that the more of the frustration that used to be with having these technologies is now exactly the same. You can see that both the individuals in the airport are at ease. Every single person using the new technology is more at ease and comfortable with themselves and the counterparts. It's changing the way that you use electronics. The Braille Sense Polaris has an operating system that is able to run with Google products, making it extremely easy and adaptable. The file managers and the onboard screens are exactly what you've come to love with our regular Braille Sense family, and allowing us to see more than just one line at a time now. So what you see as a sighted person on the screen will allow to show at the very top the different connectivities that are available, as well as you scroll down the different things like the file manager, the word processor, email, media, organizers, web tools, and any extras, and including apps that they maybe have on the device. Then at the bottom, there is a display that shows exactly what is being clicked into in Braille. So if you are continuing to follow along, you would be able to see not only in Braille, but also with the actual device. One of the greatest things about this is the continuing tradition of our familiar Braille Sense architecture, with that familiar keystrokes and everything that underlines that feel of what has become a tradition with the Braille Sense family. We're also introducing the Polaris Office Suite for the namesake of the device itself, which will allow users to use some of the different products that are being used in over 150 million phones and tablets worldwide. This is revolutionizing the way that we can open documents, use documents, and see documents, as well as create documents. So the documentations that we can get through now, you can go through the regular DOC for documents or Word, or DOCX, which is the latest in technology up to 2016 and 17. Same thing with Excel. You can go back to 2013 with the .xl file, or now you can go with .xlsx. So staying with what's moving. One of the greatest features, which is really adaptable now, is the fact that we can see, create, and present PowerPoint presentations off of the device itself. With that being in mind, the different medias that are available continue to revolutionize the way that YouTube is working, the way that we see YouTube, the way that YouTube is utilized for us, as well as the difference in MP3s and MP4s. So listening to our music. But even more importantly, sometimes we just need to create a note or a voice account, and you can do that exact same thing still with the DAISY features that are available within the Polaris itself. There's unprecedented accessibility through third-party applications and services, but it's really not limited to the Play Store itself. So yes, they are supporting Google-certified apps. But at the same time, if there are applications that you're using, just as you would on any other feature or any other device that you're using, it can be utilized on the Polaris. Giving that accessibility, there was a question that came to me through my department just recently that was asking about difference in languages and the platform itself. We are still currently working, but it will adapt to multiple languages, including English, Spanish, French, Arabic, German, Russian. And I believe the list goes on, but those are the ones that I know of off at the top of my head. So this really does allow, if the application is available, then the application can be used. And the reason this is more and more adept is because you can get through Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google Drive, and honestly, Google Classroom. Really taking a bigger look into what used to be Blackboard, which is now available in the education world as Google Classroom. You know, you can reach out through Android Play. Even better, you can take a break, relax at home, listening to or watching the movies of your choice off of Chromecast, making it extremely easy to continue using this product whenever you need to. Now, again, we are running Android Lollipop, but the greatest thing about this is it's not going to stay there. Even better, software and firmware upgrades have and will continue to be supported and absolutely free through HIMSS. BrailleSense Polaris has hardware and software that can be taken advantage of for things that haven't even been invented yet, which includes upgrading Android's Lollipop to its latest features in Marshmallow and Nougat. These features will be available, and we are working on them to make sure that your lives and every life of every human being that is using our product is going to continue to be able to have the functionality that they're looking and seeking for like everyone else. Right now is the time. Create your future with BrailleSense Polaris. All right. I will introduce Damian Pickering back, or yes. We're going to go to Dave Wilkinson. There we go.
All right. Am I supposed to use this mic or no? Okay.
As fate would have it, we're having issues with the CSUN projector going off of an external source, so it's going to be audio only for the demonstration of Polaris. So sit back, relax, and close your eyes and imagine things. The BrailleSense Polaris has the same menu structure that you're familiar with any of the HIMSS devices. If I press my function key 1, I'm going to go to the main menu.
Voice on.
We're going to make sure that the voice is turned on. That always helps, doesn't it? We'll turn up the volume. Some of the things that are also on here as far as the hardware and software, we are supporting Bluetooth 4.2. We're supporting your latest wireless protocols, including AC. We do have NFC on here, so you'll be able to flash this bad boy at Starbucks and walk out with a cup of coffee, which is always pretty cool. Who doesn't want to flash your note taker at Starbucks and leave with a cup of coffee, right? So why not? You'll be the coolest person on your block. And then when you get back to your home, we've got an IRDA port on here so that when you're sitting back, relaxing, enjoying your cup of coffee, you'll be able to use your BrailleSense Polaris as a remote control for virtually anything in your house. So our goal is to slowly but surely take over your existence.
So, just like Google.
Yeah, pretty much exactly like Google. So if I press function key 1, and I've got all my function keys that you're used to on the BrailleSense, and again, I'm sorry about the visuals. We'll have to yell at CSUN later. And why not, right?
All keys locked.
No, I don't want all keys.
Word processor, W.
Okay, can you guys hear okay? You wanted to turn it up a little bit?
Main volume 21.
All right.
That's good.
All right, so now I can move up and down my menu structure, my Braille Sense.
Email, E, Media, M, Organizer, O.
We have any Braille Sense users in the room? I know we've got some Braille Sense users out there. That sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? That's because it is. Yeah, if you're waving your hand, if I see your hand, I am off to the races and on tour, and I'm going to make a lot more money. So one of the when I go into our word processor.
File manager, word processor, W.
I press enter, I open our word processor. You think it's
top
the same word processor. It feels like the same word processor. It's really based on Polaris Word. So again, we're using a suite of Office programs that's being used in 150 million phones worldwide, which is, and now that I'm using it, it's 150 million and one. So add to that number today. At the very end of my menu on
File Manager, F.
If I go down to the very end of the menu, which I can do by hitting 4, 5, 6 in the space bar, I come to All Apps.
All Apps. Oh.
And one up from All Apps.
Play Store.
Just for
P.
fun is the Google Play Store. So we've got full access to the Google Play Store. We'll go into All Apps.
All Apps. Oh. Skype.
And I've got just a number of different apps that are available on here that I've downloaded. We also have some stock Android apps that come already on here.
Voice pitch 4. Voice pitch. Voice volume 10.
All right. So any more volume has to come from them. So now I'm still using just my scroll buttons or my space and my backspace to move through the menus. We'll also have first letter navigation available.
YouTube. Blind bargains. Docs.
I have blind bargains on here because I'm on blind bargains and I like to hear me. Comes as a real shock, right?
Voice dialer, Bard Mobile, device policy.
Obviously, things like Bard Mobile are supported. You'll notice that we passed by Google Docs, which is also fully supported. We'll go back up to Google Docs for a second. And if I press enter, just to show you the speed that we're working with
refreshing.
Here.
Refreshing. Using account. Docs and Voices. At Gmail.
That's
Docs.
Mine.
Button search. Enter key to select. Button view as grid. Enter key to select. Button sort by. Enter key to select. Button open document. Enter key to select.
So now I'm into a list of documents. I'm using my tab key to move down through my list of documents.
Button more options. Enter key to select. List Wednesday. Last opened by me. Enter key to select. List address manager on the BrailleSense.docs Microsoft Word.
And this is files that I've been working with on just training materials for the BrailleSense. So this is a file that was just called address manager on the BrailleSense. If I want to open it, I can go ahead and press enter.
Docs.
And now it goes go ahead.
Address manager on the BrailleSense Docs. Microsoft Word document.
So that's not too bad as far as the speed for opening, would you say?
Button edit enter key to select. Compute only input computer Braille.
Now address it's saying only input in computer Braille because this is alpha software that will not stay that way. And now I'm reading the contents of my document on the screen, which is, you'll have to take my word for it since we don't have the visuals. Is everyone taking my word for it? Have you given up?
Just so you know, the actual picture here on the left is exactly what the screen would look like if it were connected. It would actually show the Braille part on the bottom, and then it would show your menus, and it would show in a fuller screen exactly what the user is using on the Polaris.
I'm going to go ahead and back out of Google Docs, and I've got multitasking capabilities, and just like on my traditional BrailleSense units, I can use Function Key 2 and Function Key 3 to Alt-Tab in between any open apps, so I can have as many apps as I want open and just run through them. I can also use our Task Manager to run through a list of open applications, whether they're the native apps on the BrailleSense side or apps that we've opened that we've downloaded from the Google Play Store. One of the things that we're really proud of, I guess there's a ton of stuff that we're really proud of, so that was sort of a silly thing to say. But we do have complete access for
File Manager,
Google Classroom.
F. All apps. Skype.
And now if I run down here,
search,
Google,
slides,
first
tune
letter
in,
navigation
browser,
is not
sound,
working
download,
on this
Google
specific
Play,
machine
speech, record,
because
contact,
it hasn't
camera,
been enabled
messaging,
yet.
Deck clock. Music. Email. Audible.
So we'll find Classroom.
Sirius XM. Settings.
I've got everything else
dictionary,
on
dictionary, DevTools, clock, music, Adobe
who wants
app,
to use
nearby
it for,
explore, Facebook,
who wants
Google
to use
Play
it for
services,
Classroom when I've got things like
Gallery,
Sirius XM, right?
Dialer, Drive, Classroom.
There we go. So if I open Google Classroom, just to sort of give a thumbnail 25-second demonstration.
Button open main menu, enter key to select.
And now I can use my tab key to move through.
Classes. Button join clap button more options enter key Mrs. Benton's 2016 to 2017 class Donna Bett.
And you'll have to trust me on this that this is not my class. This is a class of a student that we're using their account for the moment. And now I can tab through.
Mrs. Benton's 2006 button filter enter key to select. Button more options, enter key to select. List stream, enter key to select.
And now I go down to my announcements for the class.
List classmates, enter key to select.
If I hit enter here, I get a list of all of my classmates. Is everyone here basically familiar with what Google Classroom does? Do I need to give a 10-second demonstration of why Google Classroom exists?
Yes, please.
Okay. Think of Google Classroom as Blackboard when we were in college, where you had people that were putting all of their assignments up online, people that were getting their announcements for class online. It's enabling you to essentially be in your classroom in a virtual environment from anywhere. So that one of the really cool things you can do with Google Classroom is I can work with you on a document simultaneously, and we can see what each other's writing or each other's doing in the document. And we can either be right next to each other, or we can both be at home, or we can be 7,000 miles away. So and Google Classroom is being adopted in more and more classes across the country and across the world as Google Chromebook slowly but surely took over the universe. So that's why we have complete support for Google Classroom. So that as I'm writing in Google Classroom in a document, which can be a Google Docs document or, you know, DOCX or whatever file format that I want, someone else can see what I'm writing in the document. They can then make changes. I immediately see their changes, and it's all happening live.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did. Sure, go for it.
I thought you were raising my hand.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So I've actually not heard of Google Classroom. What is that exactly?
Google Classroom, this is what we were just talking about a second ago. It's basically, it's an online way of classmates and teachers interacting with each other. So that if I'm a teacher, if I tab over here for
list
a second.
List about to enter key to select.
We'll show you.
Announcement, Donna Benton, February 20th, http://.
So now I've got a link that you would hear that she's got for that if I press enter would take me to a website that's showing content and material that she wants us to see. If I want to know what the website is going to, or what the link is about.
Button topic link, energy sources, enter key to select.
Always topical. So that the class is studying energy sources. If I press that link, it could take me to another article if the teacher wants me to read. If the teacher can put online quizzes up in Google Classroom that I would be able to take from the BrailleSense Polaris. We would be able to have discussions so that if you've got students that are doing their homework together in the evenings from their houses using their tablets, using their computers, now you can use your Polaris to join into that discussion doing homework as well. So it's a way of continuing the classroom environment beyond the physical walls of the classroom.
So basically they're taking over Blackboard and all the other content managers they haven't yet.
And we sure hope so, since we support it.
Curtis Chong for the question.
Go for it.
The word processor, which is a big thing with me. So if you're collaborating with documents, one of the things that is kind of important are attributes of the text that you were writing, whether they're highlighted or not, what font, what point size, you know, the typical stuff that those of us that use computers have kind of had to been forced to deal with that don't work too well with the Braille. So how, at what stage is the sophistication of the Braille word processor on this device able to give us in terms of not only looking at the words, which I personally think are incredibly important, but also the appearance of those words and the location of your text, say, on the printed page? Where are you at in that?
Right. I'm trying to think how to condense it from several hours into 45 seconds or less.
Yes, no, coming soon, you know, because right now the current BrailleSense word processor is, you know, not the fanciest one.
I think there are several things to keep in mind. All of the features that are in the current BrailleSense word processor have been ported over. There are some parts of the BrailleSense word processor that we have not been as successful about marketing or showing people that are available, such as seeing format indicators, being able to see if things are, you know, what type of text you're looking at, etc. One of the advantages of using the Polaris Office Suite is that we've got infinite possibilities for upgrading in the future, so that our first go at this is to make the old word processor work on the new platform, and then to start adding features.
That tells me what I need to know. Thank you.
Okay, good. See, and I made it within my 45 seconds. That's pretty good.
And it's still Google Docs support and other formats as well. So.
Yes, absolutely. We've sort of drifted into questions. I'm happy to take questions or continue with this non-visual demonstration. If there are other questions, I'll be happy to take them. I'm on a roll now.
How much is the system?
Under a million.
Well, I didn't know that.
the manufacturer suggested retail price is $5,795. We do have an early adopter program that we're advertising is through the end of June at the moment. That's $5,295. We have multiple trade-in packages available for other products, both from us and from our competitors. Instead of going into the gory detail of every trade-in package we have available, I'll be happy to talk to you about the different trade-in values. I'll give you a quarter for Braylon Speak.
So warranties?
Warranties. I'm sorry?
Braille Note Apex.
You better believe we have trade-ins for the Apex. We'd love for you to be using a Polaris instead of an Apex. We'll have you up and in sort of working in the world of modernity in no time.
Is the trade-in information listed anywhere on your website or anything?
If it is not, it will be very shortly.
Warranties.
Warranties. One-year manufacturer's warranty, extended warranties are available, you know, as with any other product in the world today. Our repair facilities are in Austin, Texas. We strive for a 72-hour window so that once we receive the device to get it back out of our office in 72 hours, we understand that this is the cornerstone of your world. One of the things that I really enjoy about working with HIMSS is that we have a number of blind members on staff where we understand how we have to have these things because Damien and I have to have these things. So we want to get it in and out as quickly as possible while still doing a quality job on the repair.
Curtis, John, one of the things you haven't mentioned, which I think is really important, is email connecting to Exchange Service. Is that
going to
be out the first iteration?
For Exchange Services, you will be able to use the Google email client. You will not be using our email, our traditional email program that was native on the BrailleSense, but you are able to use the Google email client for Exchange.
Question regarding Braille displays, and I'm hoping that somebody can kind of clue me in. I've been hearing about this bubble technology, less expensive Braille displays. What's the difference between those technologies and what's in this particular product now?
These work. That's really not a very good answer, but it's basically true. There are lots, there are always...
I've never seen the other technology, that's why I was wondering.
Right, because it doesn't work. There's always just around the corner the possibility and thought of cheaper, cooler, you know, whatever, better ways to make the mousetrap, and in this case, better ways to make a Braille display. We're finding that the technology that we're using here, which is what your other major manufacturers are using, is the most stable way to produce refreshable Braille at this point. If cheaper means of producing refreshable Braille become available in the future, and if they're able to be worked into our products, obviously we're interested in something like that.
I have a question.
Okay.
When it comes to audio, does it have like audio feature built in, or is that just downloading an app to record?
If I understand your question correctly, we do have One Touch Record so that I could start recording you right now. I have stereo speakers. We have Line Out, which we've got plugged into our speaker. We support, you know, obviously a microphone plug. You can use our media player, you can use our media services, or you can download any of your favorite audio apps as long as they're available on Android and have, you know, accessibility in mind, and you can give them a try. Is that answering what you're looking for?
It does, thank you.
Okay.
Does this device have access to a cell chip and like putting a SIM card into it?
It does not.
It's Wi-Fi only.
It is Wi-Fi only, yes.
Or for BART books?
Absolutely.
You have to download the BART mobile app, or do you have any the built-in?
It's a very good question. We are, at the moment, you are downloading the BARD mobile app. If there is enough call in the future for us to put our NLS download app like we have on the BrailleSense U2, that's something that can be revisited. But at the moment, we're using the BARD mobile app.
Have you guys worked with Polaris to make the Office Suite accessible that you download from the Play Store?
What we have done is, the short answer is not really. What we've done, because we can control the hardware and the software both with this device, is to make Polaris work on this specific device, which is much easier than having it available on, you know, whatever someone would choose to download it on.
Curtis, John, do you have plans to incorporate OCR technology into this device? Is there a camera there? Yeah.
That is an awesome question, and I keep forgetting about the camera. It's a 13-megapixel camera that's on the back of the BrailleSense Polaris. You will be able to download your favorite apps. My guess is that one of your favorite apps would be KNFB Reader, and it's going to work like a charm, and with 13 megapixels, you're going to have one heck of a good picture. Now, that did not get the wow feature that I was looking for from you, Curtis.
Wow.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, immediate feedback.
You get Ben Stein in here. Wow.
Yeah. One of the other programs that I've been using a lot on here, and this is just me, and it shows my my age and the generation that I'm from, I still very much like to have a standalone GPS system so that I don't have to have my phone hooked up to a Braille display. And I want the Braille on the GPS, but I don't want to have to go off of my phone, so I'm using two devices to do it. I've been using APH's Nearby Explorer, where I can download my maps directly onto here. And I've been walking around my neighborhood and all over Louisville using Nearby Explorer as a GPS program on here, which I find to be really cool.
Storage capacity
is 64 gigs. We have 2 gigs of onboard RAM. We have not that this is part of storage, but I'd just like to say it. We have a 2.1 gigahertz octa-core processor, so it's built for the future for hardware. And it's just fun to say octa-core. we're using Bluetooth 4.2, NFC, IRDA, Wi-Fi capabilities. We've got USB 2, USB 3, so you can put your favorite jump drives in here. And obviously, we also have an SD card slot.
HDMI.
And HDMI. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is why I have to carry my crew around, because I forget these things.
Speaking of which, have you guys had a chance to see our promotional video on Polaris yet?
Nope.
Would you like to?
Yes.
That might answer a little bit more questions in that as well, too. So give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and pull that up. Do we still have any more questions for Dave while
I do this? Is that available for public consumption afterward in case we want to see it again?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes, bring it on.
Can it run Kindle?
Can it run Kindle? It will be able to, yes. And part of the idea behind the question was, can it run Kindle? Part of the idea of this is to be able to run, you know, for that matter, I'd be able to put Google Books on here, or to be able to run any other ebook publishing apps that I wanted to be able to run.
A point that also gets lost is if you buy something in Google Play or Google Play Music, Google Play Movies, you're able to use that on an iOS device as well, because that works with VoiceOver with Google Play services over on iOS side. Not to mention, you haven't mentioned that can connect, of course, to an iOS device.
Yes, obviously this can be used as a Braille display, so you can put it in terminal for screen reader, and you'd be able to use it as a Braille display for your iOS device, your computer, the rest of your Android devices, you name it.
All right,
and this is Damien, one more. So adding to that, as Dave alluded to earlier, we haven't quite nailed down everything that will be pre-installed. So we're still in the process of testing different apps and, you know, to see what will ship on the unit. Here at the conference, I've been talking with some of the Amazon people. And you know, we're going to be testing the Amazon shopping app and some of those other things that they're doing. And we're just very excited about the, you know, the range of possibilities. I mean, this between now and May, when we ship, a lot's going to happen. And then even once we start shipping, I mean, this is really just the beginning of a very auspicious roadmap, I would say.
So we're currently able to get UEB support, and I think there's an MS code sort of thing on there. So
yes.
On the current YouTube product, are you porting those forward? Right?
Yes.
Away?
Yes.
So we don't lose anything?
No, you will not lose anything. Okay. Because Curtis, if you lose something, I have to hear about it.
Yes, you do.
All right, guys, so we'll go ahead and play this video for you guys to get a look at it. It might answer some more questions. I know that some of the questions that are being asked are on this video. So bear with us one second.
I do want to point out one thing that's really cool. Okay, I don't want to point it out because the video.
Almost 40 years ago, there was a revolution. Something happened that profoundly changed lives. It forever altered the way people study, work, and play. This was the groundbreaking note taker, bridging the gap between blind and sighted peers. Personal computers, laptops, tablets, and other handheld devices became a universal part of life. The proprietary blind-friendly applications, which were initially the note taker's strength, couldn't keep up. There was always a choice that had to be made between blind-friendly applications or the latest in mainstream cutting-edge technology. Until now, the BrailleSense Polaris from HIMSS bridges the chasm between the blind-friendly note-taker and the latest in mainstream hardware by blending tradition with innovation and new software. Students and professionals alike can continue to enjoy the simple, intuitive interface offered on previous BrailleSense models while using applications built around the Polaris Office Suite, utilized by millions of Android users around the globe. You can access your BrailleSense Polaris note taker any way you want by using keyboard commands, touch gestures on the Braille display, or even, "Hey, Polaris," without losing sight of features that the BrailleSense family has made powerful, like UEB and Nemeth Math Entry. BrailleSense Polaris supports Google applications, making it the perfect tool for the office and classroom alike, offering the most complete access of any note taker to Google services including Docs, Sheets, Slides, Drive, and Classroom. Why not unwind at home with some of your favorite apps from the Google Play Store or stream your favorite Chromecast devices right from your BrailleSense Polaris? BrailleSense Polaris is built on Android Lollipop, but it won't stay there. The Polaris operating system is upgradable and designed to keep up with the future. Not to mention, like all HIMSS devices, there is never any charge for a firmware upgrade. BrailleSense Polaris has an impressive set of tools, starting with the onboard LCD display and HDMI port, allowing for connectivity to external monitors or mirror casting. Equipped with a USB 3.0 micro port, not to mention a 64GB onboard storage capacity with an external SD card slot. In fact, BrailleSense Polaris has the most modern wireless protocols, including NFC capabilities, Bluetooth 4.2 connectivity, advanced audio coding, and wireless battery charging. You can even use the built-in infrared port as a remote control. Wrapped in a 2-pound package containing 17 hours of battery life on a single charge. The moment is now. Experience the difference. Seize it and create your future with BrailleSense Polaris.
Any more questions?
Ship date, May.
Of this year.
Yeah, that was wide open. One of the really cool things that I like about the wireless charging bit is I can take the user replaceable battery and put it onto the wireless charger and have it charged. People have been asking for a long time for an external charger so you can have a backup battery so that you can go from 70, because if 17 hours of battery life isn't enough, now you can have 34, and you just slap the battery onto the wireless charger and it charges, which I just think is way cool.
Question.
Okay.
A booth at the exhibit hall.
Yeah. Booth 705. Funny you should ask.
And actually, that's a very good question. Although we cannot get the HDMI to work off of this projector, it may be the projector, but we do have Polaris connected to external monitors, and we do welcome you. Please come stop by the booth to actually see it plugged into the HDMI port so you can see what the actual managers and the file processing looks like on that external device.
Booth 705 is really right inside the main entrance of the exhibit hall, so it's you'll literally run right into our table.
We're out of time.
In terms of support for third-party apps, does the third-party app have to be keyboard accessible since there's no touchscreen on the Polaris?
We do have touch sensors above the Braille display. See, I knew I needed people to ask questions. So that it does enable for touch gestures with the sensors above the Braille display, so that there are some touch and swiping gestures that are supported.
So that's sort of the rationale behind calling this a virtual Braille tablet. So as a blind user, I'm not forced to carry the screen with the extra size and weight and honestly durability questions. We have the little built-in LCD display, which is a nice little accommodation. That's a gesture we make to the sighted teachers and colleagues.
But we call it a sightling accommodation.
Right, but you know, if the teacher, if it's important for them to have a screen, they carry the screen with them, and then we make it easy through a variety of ways and technologies to connect to those other devices. So, but we do, I mean, through, you know, we're smartphone users and we use our touch screens, and so a lot of those types of gestures are part of our world now. And so your question is right to the point. If there's an app that has those gestures as requirements of the interface, we are providing that access through touch sensors rather than an actual touch screen.
And one thing, the video is slightly
incorrect on it. It says wrapped in a 2-pound package. It's actually 1 2/3. So it's a little bit less. It went on a diet.
Well, it was probably factoring in the weight of the case as well.
In terms of Braille entry, though, you have to use the keyboard, is that correct?
Yes. All right. They're about to boot us out of here.
Yes, sir.
But we'll be happy to take questions afterwards. We have brochures. We have business cards. You know that you're at the HIMSS booth when you see the crowd of people around it. So come by, see the Polaris. Sorry the visuals weren't working. What are the chances? I guess the chances were really good.
But actually, yeah, please
thank
come
you
to
very
it,
much.
Play with it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again to HIMSS for sponsoring this content from CSUN 2017. You can visit HIMSS on the web at www.hims-inc.com. Thanks for listening.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.